Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to helping you navigate the hardest part of any job, the people. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Katherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Well, it's snowing again.
It is. For what, the fourth time this year?
I've lost count. Too much, and it's warm in the South. I don't get it. I don't know. Let's just go to our questions, Logan. What do we have today?
I'm getting good at shoveling, I'll just tell you that.
Oh, I bet. Let me see those muscles. Oh, yeah.
I've been at my current job for 10 years and have hit a ceiling in terms of opportunities there. Now I'm looking for a new job that will take my career to the next level. How do I show up every day at work and stay engaged and positive when I know that I'm trying to get out of there?
Fake it.
Do you make it?
Only kidding. This is really what I think. I mean, while you're collecting a salary, you still have to give your job your all.
Uh-huh.
You do. And I think really that looking for another job, that's sort of the mistress, the other job, not the job you have.
She's having a job hunting affair.
Well, that's kind of how I see it. You know, like the wife is the job and the job hunting is the mistress.
But if the mistress is really good, you might marry her.
Exactly.
It happens. It just doesn't happen that often. No, it happens.
I agree. I think hopefully if you are looking for work, and I know this is uncomfortable, I'm sure, because you're dying to leave already.
Yeah, that's right? This person has both feet out the door.
Has had it, right. So it is especially challenging to keep a positive attitude. But I would actually, I have two tactical things that I would suggest. Mm-hmm. One is to start every day with 15 minutes of outreach for your job hunt.
Uh-huh.
Like just start your day doing something towards where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is just the thing that I've done on occasion when I knew I wanted to leave somewhere, but I wasn't sure how to do it, which is I just practice saying goodbye to people silently in my head every time I see them.
You guys are looking,
I'm a little speechless.
What are you talking about?
Well, like you look at your boss and they're, you know, say if I'm in the situation I've had it with this job and I'm taking notes at a meeting, I'll just say goodbye. It's been nice working with you. And it's a way of sort of assuring yourself that you're going to get out of there and mm-hmm. not taking it so seriously. Because I think what happens is you start to feel like you're an oppressed slave or something if you can't get out.
It's actually kind of an interesting idea. It's sort of like one of those treasure maps you put up on the wall. So yeah. It's like you're sending your subconscious a message.
Right.
By doing that. Interesting.
Yeah.
See, I'm afraid for me that would bleed into reality. Like, I don't know that
you're sitting in the meeting and your boss would be like, goodbye, where are you going?
I don't know that I could keep the two, you know, in reality.
You're right. You have to be very good at
that's why I see it as a mistress.
that's what works for you.
Yeah, I see it as an activity that you really work on at night or maybe even before you go in the morning.
Yeah.
But it's like another job. It's like another, you know, an affair. It's like you do it in your off hours and your weekends. And when I counsel through my executive coaching, when I counsel a lot of my clients who are looking for another job,
yeah,
this is what they have to do in the evening. I really insist you do not do this at your job.
Right.
Do not job search.
Jeopardize yourself.
Well, I just have too many clients that got pulled away at the last second. Their boss walked by and saw the resume up.
Yeah.
Or saw that they were job searching. Just do not do it at work.
I actually have a question for you, Kathy, mm-hmm. because you are such an excellent executive coach. You've often told me that when someone gets busy on LinkedIn, it's a sure sign that they're probably looking for a new job.
Oh, I can always tell when somebody's looking for a job.
So what does a person, let's say this person who's looking for a new job.
You have to be active on LinkedIn all the time.
Ah, don't suddenly become active.
Right. When somebody suddenly gets active
But see, this is a really good point for all those considering leaving your job. You should be active on LinkedIn just as a regular practice, right?
You know, it's like shopping when you're not hungry.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you should always be looking for your next job opportunity by not looking for a job, by networking and keeping all of your contacts current and making sure that you're always building your network outside of your job, but in your industry or the industry you want to go to, so that your next opportunity comes to you.
Right.
And I don't know why people forget that. They get cozy at their job, and that's a big mistake.
Well, it's like being in a marriage and taking it for granted. Yeah. Right? You don't want it. You don't want to go out in the market.
See, that's why you need some people.
Hence the mistress.
Okay. So, it is very difficult, I think, if you've had it where you are at your job.
Yeah.
See, this also speaks to someone who is not constantly networking. This person.
Right.
It's like, okay, well, now I've had it. I'm done. So I'm going to first start looking for a job. Yeah. No, you should really always be looking for a job or always looking to build your network.
Okay.
Because that's how the jobs come.
Let's throw in one more thing, which is we always talk about unhooking physically or physically taking care of yourself. Mm-hmm. I think in this kind of a situation, having some kind of physical exercise or routine is especially important because you have to, you know, so you go in there, you're smiling, pretending you're having a great time. You need to purge those toxins and also get energized so that, as you say, Kathy, when you come home in the evening, you can still take some actions.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So exercise and have an affair.
All right. Do we have another question, Logan? I think we probably do.
I'm trying to relocate to another state where I have lots of friends and family, but I don't have many business connections. I just graduated from a culinary institute, and I need to figure out how to meet people in this new state who can hire me as a pastry chef. Any ideas?
I know you have an idea.
I have tons of ideas. I think that this person has three options, really. They can either wait until they're there and then go on an all-out job search, or they could go take a visit and travel around and drop resumes off at lots of restaurants or catering companies. I mean, they can, because you have to do your homework. The third is, you know, most job sites online allow you to put in a specific location so that you can get just the jobs in that area. But what I'm concerned about is that you're kind of doing this not knowing where they're located, and you probably have to go there.
I
take
agree.
Some visits, some trips.
I actually worked with someone who did exactly this, and what he did was he planned specific 3 and 4 day trips to the new location. And during that time, actually in between those times, he would connect with people on Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook and set up information interviews. Mm-hmm. And so, and then he'd say, I'll be in town at this date. Mm-hmm. Can we meet for 15 minutes or whatever the case may be? So he did just what you're saying.
And since this person has some friends and family, maybe they can help out. You know, I would go to the friends and family and say, who do you know that I should be talking to?
Yeah.
You know, use the contacts you already have.
I would also say look up, see if there are any pastry or culinary related conferences or trade shows or anything of that ilk, events in that state or near where you think you'd like to live, and certainly make a plan to go attend those.
Yeah, I think you got to go there. I mean, I think that's the bottom line. I think you have to go make some trips there.
Well, you have to go back to the dating analogy. You got to date. You got to go and see. You also have to try the state on, so to speak, and make sure that this is a place that has a thriving culinary / pastry, you know, industry part of it, and that you like being there. It's one thing to think you want to live somewhere. It's another to really try it on.
Right. Well, they have friends and family there, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to take a while. You have to give yourself that time, you know, to make it work. All right. Well, that's it for this segment.
Yeah. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And please don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.